As opposed to the shita that we said this morning, of yesterday, that says that the Rambam, I want to do basically two major points of today's share. Number one is to tell you the alternative shot in the Rambam, which will help us understand something within the Gemara. And the second point I want to talk about is the beginning of this question of, do we shake the lulav or we just move the lulav? Okay? Well, hopefully by the end of today, we will see three major shitot. On Sunday, please God, we will see the fourth shita of the Rosh and Tosfos on the, how do they understand the Yerushalmi? And then we will then do that part, halacha l'maisa, and then we still have to finish up on Sunday or Monday when we actually shake or move the lulav. So that hopefully will be on Sunday and Monday also. The first part is, as opposed to what we said earlier this morning and yesterday, that the Rambam Shita, as opposed to Tosfos, is that when you're shaking the lulav at Shas Halo or moving the lulav, the Na'anuim at Shas Halo, it is not a separate din in Halo, but rather we said it's the din of Likicha. It's part of the Likicha, and that's how we read it. That he says, Heicha on Haya Molicha Mevi B'Shas Kriyas Halo, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, after eating Halacha Tes. And we said that the Rambam in Mitzvah Aseh Kuf Samach Tes says Mitzvah Aseh of the Netila and the Simcha together, how we explain that is what? We explain that to say that the mitzvah of Lekicha is to take it, and also part of the Lekicha is to be L'smach Bo, which is expressed in Halel on the shaking. And we saw four different nafkaminos, whether the shaking of Halel is a din in Halel or a din in Lekicha. Is the shaking of Halel the din of what? Din of Halel or din of Lekicha? We talked about the nafkamina, do you need lachem by ulakachtem or not? We talked about when you actually take the lulav, like chasidim or like the litvaks, in the morning or right before. We talked about what is the pshat at the end of with the Mishnah of Daf Lam and Chet that says, let's say I didn't take it in the morning. Imlo natal b'shacharit. We said shacharit is not only in the morning, but it's tfilat shacharit. If I didn't take the lulav and shake the lulav and do the na'anuim, b'tfilat shacharit, can I do it in the afternoon? What's the havamina? The havamina we had said within the Rambam is that maybe the din of lekicha is part of that the din that you have to do it during halal. That it's a din of lekicha. So I would have thought that's it. You missed it. So kamash v'lan, that you can even do it as much as it's part of the lekicha. You can even do it, and we said that according to Rav Soloveitchik, it can even be that maybe you would actually have to say a halal at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The din d'oraisa.
Again,
and the question would be: do you make the bracha of al netilas lulav or ligmor ta'aleh? It might be that the whole reason you're saying halal there is not because of halal, but it's because of netilas lulav. That was the third nafkamina. We talked about the fourth nafkamina about Baal Tosif, Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbon. That's all assuming that when I'm shaking the lulav at the Shas halal, that Rambam is fundamentally arguing with Tosfos and the other Rishonim and saying the shaking is a completion of the din of Ulekachten. However, Rav Soloveitchik, in a different explanation, wanted to say when he read that mitzvah Aseh Kuf Samach Tet that I gave you, he should tzivanu litol lulav v'lismoach bo, that it's what? That you have a mitzvah of Lekicha, and but what else do you have? The mitzvah of Usmachten. And the language of the Rambam is what? That the Simcha is via the Lekicha, i.e., that what is the Lekicha? The Lekicha is actually an expression of the Simcha. The Simcha, v'usmachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeich. And therefore what? If that would be true, that all the na'anuim that are the Simcha, and that's all included in the mitzvah of usmachtem. If that's true, then Rav Soloveitchik has a tremendous chiddush, which I gave to you. I don't know if guys went through it. In Siman Kuf, in my Harari Kedem, in Siman Kuf Mem, he deals with the question that we're going to deal with again today also. If you have it in front of you also, I'd send it to you on the WhatsApp if you have it. That says, On one level, it's not clear. Are the nanuin ikar or not? On one level, you could say it's not ikar at all because it's mida'ag banafik bay. But then, as we will see also, what is the shear? It sounds like the shear of the nanuah is d'oraisa. You need a lulav kidei l'na'anea. And if not, it's not a chetzah of lulav. So which is it? Because if nanuim is not a chiv on the d'oraisa level, so then why do I need the Mishnah at the end of Chavtesh to say what? To say that I need a lulav kidei l'na'anea. Again, to repeat, we have a problem. On one level, you're telling me that I could be yotzei my mitzvah d'oraisa without shaking, just picking it up. On another level, we're saying that the chefs of lulav needs to be kedei l'na'aneh. That we'll see. The Ron brings up that type of question also. Answers Rav Soloveitchik based on the so that he just said. He says that the language of the Mishnah is strange. The Mishnah we're learning is beheichan hayu min na'anim, and it says behodu l'Hashem tchila v'sof. He says, I don't understand the language. It shouldn't say v'heichan hayu. But what are we asking about? We're not asking about the location. What are we asking about? How do you do it? The actual language of the Mishnah, Mr. West, should have been what? Heichan min na'anim. With me, sets? It should have said, how do you shake the lulav? Not where are you? Heichan hayu min na'anim. Answers Rav Soloveitchik. An unbelievable shot of what's going on in this mission. He says, what are we talking about here? They're talking about a distinction between mikdash and non-mikdash. And he says, nira de ikar mitzvahs nanuim, that when is it min ha-Torah? That's in the mikdash. And the gvulin outside of the mikdash is only a din de rabbanim. Therefore, the ikar mitzvah of lulav in the mikdash is like we just said, is usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamin. In the mikdash is to shake the lulav. That is the kiyum mitzvah of simcha, of taking it and shaking it. But outside of the mikdash, what is the ikar mitzvah? Lekicha. Mida'ag banafak bay, mina Torah. We said, how does it work now? Beautiful. Outside of the mikdash, mida'ag banafak bay. The ikar mitzvah is what? The ikar mitzvah is take the lulav. Midrabanan, they added on the nanuim even outside of the mikdash. Therefore, when the Mishnah says heichan hayu minanim, what is it talking about? What's the where? It's talking about Yerushalayim and the mikdash. From there we learn what? Even to outside of the mikdash. And why is this so beautiful? Because the Mishnah right before this says, Amar Rabbi Meir, Maisei Ba'anshei Yerushalayim, that they would tie up their lulav, and they said they would only do it with the mean, etc. And that Mishnah says, Hayu Noagim, listen to the language, Hayu Noagim Anshei Yerushalayim. The Mishnah after it talks about Anshei Yerushalayim. Our Mishnah is what? Heichan hayu minanim. Meaning, in the mikdash, the lulav, the mitzvah is to shake it. And therefore what? That's why you have the shear. That's what? Together, the lulav is what? You need that shear of nanuim. Because the chefts of lulav in the mikdash and the chefts of lulav outside of the mikdash is one and the same. But the mitzvah of shaking or moving outside of the mikdash is only midrabanan. That is together with the Rambam Shita that says, the second alternative that we said this morning, as opposed to yesterday and this morning, that says that the ikar mitzvah of nanuim is an expression of usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. And Rav Soloveitchik here, if you didn't get this, look at it inside, maybe you didn't spend time with it. But again, it's beautiful, beautiful diukim. That really, how do you deal with, number one, mida'ag banafik bay? And how do you deal with that the ikar, that on a certain level then the nanum is not midoraisa? Because mida'ag banafik bay, I just pick it up and I'm yotzei. But at the same piece, the chetzah of the lulav is what? The chetzah of the lulav needs nanum. So how could it be if the nanum is not doraisa, that the chetzah needs
That manui.
Explain Rav Soloveitchik, there's a difference of mikdash and non-mikdash. The mitzvah of mikdash is the mitzvah of smachtem of what? Of na'anuim. That's the mitzvah of simcha. And outside of the mikdash, the rabbis added on, just like the mikdash from ulukachtem, that you need what? You need na'anuim. So therefore, the chetz of luluv is the same thing once it's in a mikdash and outside. But the mitzvah of na'anuim outside of a mikdash is only midrabbanan. Arkan point number one. And we learned that from Lakachta, 100%. Yeah?
I understand the question of the Mishnah suggests, like, that makes me try to, how's the answer of the Mishnah fit or
I mean, the answer is just saying, meaning, all of there, you mean, because you're saying, behold, you're Hashem, t'chila b'sof.
Right,
I mean, it would be nice if it would have said Mikdash, right? What he's answering is it's using the word Hayu, and it's a continuation of the previous Mishnahs. Which it says, it's Mefurish, both Mishnahs are talking about Anshei Yerushalayim. That's what he was trying to say. And that's the language. The Mishnah is already talking about the people, the Hayu people, that were Noachim Anshei Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah after is talking about, and therefore our Mishnah is a continuation of that previous piece.
So where did the people of Yerushalayim, when there was a Mikdash?
Correct. That's what he was trying to say. Correct.
So maybe that's just not how you, if you're saying that this is how they would do it, then you should only just say that.
You want to say maybe it should say, what do we do with Bisman Azeh? That's what you're trying to say?
Right, like in Bisman Azeh, maybe you can do a different type of thing. Maybe it would be
only. He doesn't bring that, I hear it. Ad kan for now, let's move on to the next part, where most people did it. Next.
Maybe for us it's by the Rambam, because, and that's why, for like the Rambam thing, that's why for us because the Rambam, because it's from the Lukachem to us. And for them, maybe it's not them, so they did it in Halal, but for us, maybe the opposite.
Why did the Rambam part change for them for us?
Because we give it to the Lakiko, which is part of the Rambam. Because we that's all the rishas
from
the top ten.
Sure.
But they were from the top ten, so that was for the halal, so that's why they did it by halal.
No, right, but if there was no mitzvah by bracha to shake them, why would there be a mitzvah by bracha?
Because we still wanted to shake them, so
that's why shake them halal.
No, but that's why
we hold on. Okay, we'll continue this discussion after. Move ahead. Ready? Stick with me now. Stick with me now. I like the discussion, let's move ahead. Write it down that you don't forget it, because you're talking about Seichel Mikdash, you're talking about the Rabbanans. Could be, we didn't talk about that now, but it could be. Let's go back. And let's go discuss whether they're within the Shifas or Rambam also, to discuss what are we supposed to be doing. I mentioned part two of the Shir is what? Are we shaking or are we moving? Okay? Now, in our Bavli, what we've learned so far, is there ever an idea, seemingly, of the Tosus that we learned? We're going to see Tosus on Sunday after Rosh Hashanah of Kedei La'atzor Ruchot Ra'im is going to bring up this Yerushalmi. But in our Bavli, is there any discussion of shaking the lulav? The language is na'anua. The word na, nun ayin, means to move. So there's like a double movement. Na-na. Na-na means to doubly move. So the question is, are you moving four directions, two directions? We'll see, that might be the nafkamina. In the Gemara, between Rav Yochanan and what Rav Chama Bar Okva says, but if we just take what the Mishnah of the Gemara says over here, okay, seemingly there's no issue of shaking. Now, not 100% correct. Okay, look, the Mishnah says Heichan Ayu Min Na'anim, so use the language of Na'anim, correct? And then it continues, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Tzofayiti, Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Shekol Ha'am, Ayu Minanim, and they only were Minanim, Abba Hashem Hashina. Then the Gemara asked the question about Nanu Amanda Chashmei, and then it quotes that end of the Mishnah. And it says, Hacha Minan. Good? Then what happens? Very important. Then it brings this Mishnah. Stick with me in the Bible. It's Nan Hasim. In our Mishnah, what does it say? It says, Shnei Alechem, and Shnei Kivsei Atzeret for Shavuot. Ketzer Uosim. Why does it bring this up? It brings it up because it has movements, right? It says, Meniach Shnei Alechem Al Gavit Shnei Akvasim. You have to put the two lechem on the two kvasim. Umaniach Yadot Tachtayen. There's a Machlokas Rashi in the Rambam, which we may get into or not. But the bottom line is you put your hands underneath them. Umeinif, umolich, umevi, male umori. Shinemar vashir hunaf vashir huram. So what do we have here? We have the four directions. But what might you say to me? Tanufa. What's Tanufa? Says Kupchik to Cutler. Says Alex. He says, what are you talking about? What does Kupchik say? Tanufa! Maybe that's more than just movement. What's Tanufa? Waving. Hold on, that's your interpretation. But one could say that it's not that way, right? And that's why it's being brought here. You would read it that what do you have to do? You have to be lahanif. That's movement. Plus, what else do you have to do? Maleh, maybe maleh, right? Molich, maybe maleh morit. There are five actions, not four. Well, I don't know about the Mishnah yet. Right now he's bringing down from the Mishnah of the Kivsiat Zeret there. The reason why it's being brought here, one could have said, is to learn from this model. Now, that's not me making it up, right? If you continue around the Gemara...
No, the question is, how to learn from this model? Is it just Tanufa? Is it Tanufa plus...
I agree, 100%. One, when you're reading this Gemara, could have said that there's what? Four directions plus this action of Tanufa. And after the Gemara brings down the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rav Ukva bar Ukva, what happens now? Last two lines of the Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Bet, what does it say? Amar Rav Yosi bar Abba Nitema Rav Yosi bar Zvidla Zoto Meret Shiyarei Mitzvah Ma'akvin Et HaPuranut. That a mitzvah that Shirayim, it's not the Ikar, still hold, you know, could hold back Kapara. It's so chashuv, even though what? Even though it's not ma'akev, it's so chashuv to hold back punishment. Because of what Rav Yochanan and Rav Ukva talked about, the bad do, the Arba Ruchot. And then what does he say? Sharei tnufa shiyarei mitzvahi, vo'tzeret ruchot utzlaim rain. And then what's the language? Amar Rava, seemingly, why does it bring this up? Amar Rava v'chein belulav. When you could learn Pshat Gemara, Eitan, what would you say in the Pshat Gemara? Jake, what would you say in the Pshat Gemara? V'chein, Amar Rava v'chein belulav, what could you have said?
The waving,
just like by the case of the Shirayim of the case of Shnei Alechem, Shnei Kivsei Atzeret, you have both movement and this waving. So too you have, in theory you could have said it's shaking and moving also. Now if... Yeah. Okay, that's fine. So okay, you could have said, but again, even the waving, we could say that while it's still not the ikra, but we're still trying to define what waving is. Is waving shaking or is waving moving? So it could be if you read Pshat Gemara, you could see from our Gemara in Bavli that the truth is there's what? Both shaking and moving. But that's why, if you look at both Rashi and Aran dispel that. There are two Rashis here that say, do not read the Gemara like Kupchik wanted to say. Rashi says what? Rashi Dibra Maso by Tnufa, by Hunaf, on Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. What does Rashi say by Hunaf? Haminu Molech Umevi. I.e. what? Meaning, that is the definition. That what is Tanufa? Don't think it's shaking. But when it says Lehanif, by the case of the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret, the definition of Hanafa is movement, in directions. Furthermore, when Rava says V'chein Belulav, what does Rashi say on Lamechet Amin Aleph? V'chein Lulav, what does Rashi say? Lamechet Amin Aleph, what does he say? Molich Umevi Male Umori. So when I read it last night at 12, very late at night, so what's Rashi going to teach me? The Ran, which we're about to do, also says, uses the word klomar. Anytime a Rishon would say the word klomar, not just in other words, there's something bothering you. You could have misread it. You could have said that it's what? Tanufa also, there's a shaking also. Comes from the Bavli. The simple Pshat in the Bavli is saying, don't think Nanua is shaking. But Nanua is what? Directions. Okay? That's what I believe is Pshat Bavli. Pshat Bavli, if you were doing just, or at least, excuse me, Pshat Bavli according to Rashi. According to Rashi, we'll get to Tosus.
Does shaking necessarily
include
both? Because you put it out in a
certain
direction before you shake it, correct?
If we're going to talk about that. Right now, we're talking about direction, just when people go and move it, versus actually shaking. But I want to say, based on Pshat, within Rashi for sure, I could have said not that way. I could have said Tnufa equals shaking. But Rashi and Iran clearly come to say that it is only what? Only movement. Now, comes, give me a second, it's Sichat.
Why is there such a big deal, whether it's shaking and moving?
Because we want to know what it is.
Why can't you do it?
Well, first of all, we'll figure out what is the simcha and what is the hagdara. What is the difference whether it's shaking or moving? Now we'll see. We'll talk about philosophically. It's a good question to think about. What's the philosophical piece about whether it's moving or shaking? We'll get that. It's a point to think about. It's important. Okay. Number one is, the reason I brought it up is because you see there's a lot of different minhagim of people shaking and people. And the question is shaking wrong? Is shaking the right thing to do? And again, philosophically, what's the difference between shaking and movement? I want to talk to you about that. We'll talk about that. If you look at the Yerushalmi. Everyone open up the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi adds, if you don't have it, you should have it on the WhatsApp. What'd you say?
On the WhatsApp.
Should have it on the WhatsApp that I sent it to you. The Yerushalmi.
You can hold this back for now. We'll get back to it.
The Yerushalmi adds two very important verbs. What are the two important verbs that the Yerushalmi added? Right? He added the word mitarev, and he added the word likaskes. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Says the Yerushalmi. Help me out. Today we're going to go through some of the perushim in the Yerushalmi. People are tired for slichos. Wake up! And let's rock and roll. Well, that's the question. That's going to be the question. That is going to be the question. If you open it up, the Yerushalmi says as follows, the third parak, Halacha Ches. He first starts off talking about Aguda, then he talks about the Ma'isa Anshe Yerushalayim, and then he says, V'ichan hayu menanim, where were they menanim? We have to come back to still explain the Machlokes B'Sama Beit Shammai. That will be Sunday or Monday. That Beit Shammai then says, Apana Hashem Atzlichana. Then Amar Rabbi Akiva. Here comes one of the differences. So far, Yiti Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua, Shekola Am Mitarfin Belulavehem. Vehem Lo Nianu Elabana Shemoshina Bilvad. So again, it's not clear what is he saying, but he's adding another verb. He's saying the word Toref. A lot of times, the word Toref. What does the word Toref mean? Like,
why did they change the Mishnah?
Well, this is the Bavli. This is the Yerushalmi way of looking at it.
In our
thing of Rabbi Akiva, it's different. He has the word mitaref here.
Not even with the Talmud Bavli, just regular Mishnah.
It's how they brought it together. I agree. And that's how the Rambam, we'll see that for sure, that's where, if you look at the Rambam and Halacha Tes and Yud, it's based on this Yerushalmi also.
Why are the rabbis being Nanua?
So the rabbis here are being Nanua only by either, we'll see what the Machlokes is, whether it's only on Hashem Hashina or even Hodu Hashem, that we'll see it's a Machlokes before Shema to read it. But right now, what we're going to focus on is he added the word Mitaref. Then the Gemara says, till now we haven't seen this. How many times do you have to move it or shake it? Then the Gemara has the Gemara has a couple stages here in the Yerushalmi. Stick with me. It says as follows. Number one, Tani, Sarich Lenanea Gimel Pami. The first line says, what do you have to do? Do it three times. What do you have to do? It uses the word Nanea. It says Lenanea. Then Rabbi Zeira asked a question on this state. What do you mean when it says Lenanea Gimel Pami? Says Rabbi Zeira, Boyin Hachin Chad Vahachin Chad, O Hachin Vahachin Chad. Rabbi Zeira asks a very vague question where we have four ways to understand what Rabbi Zeira's question is. Right? We learned three. We're going to see the fourth on Sunday. Okay? Before we explain it, because we're going to go one step at a time, then he says the answer, stage number three, is what? Taman Taninim, we learned in Meseches Nida, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Bet and Samach Bet, the Mishnah about a Ketem, the rabbinic requirement, the rabbinic Chiyuv, that it's not only the flow of the blood from the woman that's Doraita, but even on a Beged of a Ketem the size of a grease. And you have to make sure, the Mishnah dealings with how do you know it's actually blood? And the Gemara said, the Mishnah there says you have to take all these chomrei kfisa, all these cleaning materials, and wipe it on the ketem. And if it becomes mitutash, it becomes blurry, then it was clear that it was blood. And if not, then it's some sort of other color, and therefore you're tahor. In that Mishnah, the Gemara there says, what do you have to do? You have to take all of these seven cleaning materials, includes, you know, bleach, and includes a certain type of, you know, spit. And then it says, Thorich lekaskes gimel pamim bein kol davar v'davar. It says you have to be lekaskes. What's lekaskes? The shafshet, which means to rub, scrub. So it's much more harsh than what? Than just moving direction. And therefore, stage number four, Rab Zeir then asked, Hachin Chad, Hachin Chad, or Hachin, Hachin Chad. The same idea about the directions. By the case of Nita, he asked that same question. No answers. Very strange Yerushalmi, and that's why we have five different Perushim on Yerushalmi. Everyone look now, please, at the Rambam. And within the Rambam. Okay? Let's first look at the Rambam. The Ran says, okay, what does the Ran say? The Ran says, people look at this Yerushalmi, okay, everyone open up the Ran, Dibra Maschil Amarava.
Okay, you can share over there, please. Marna, thank you, Mr. Ezra.
Says the Ran, Adaf Yilchet Amod Bet. Amarava V'chim Belulov. Everyone stick with me. The first thing he said, as we had said, is klomar, like Rashi, shemolichu meviu maleo morim. No shaking. Then he quotes our Yerushalmi that I just quoted. And as we had said, it's velo ifshita. There is no answer. The first approach that he says is v'yesh min harishonim zah. Jake, can you read it for me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
From
third line, v'yesh min harishonim zah. Right? Which is what? Which is how we explain the Bavli also, right? That we had said that all you need is
directions.
No. What? This is going to be the first approach also. This is how they're going to explain the Yerushalmi also. They're going to say there's no machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. They're going to say it's all just about movements. Okay, keep going. He says, and that's what the pshat of the Gemara and Rava, which we said, which is what, according to Rashi and Aran, that don't think tenufah is a separate step, but it's what? It's together, right? That it's what? Just movement. Go ahead. The alcohol. Sorry, I skipped the line. The anon tzarich. Comma. You don't need any other type of
shaking.
Go ahead. So now he's going to explain the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi has, we had said, four stages. So now we can explain it. Give me a second. No.
The first approach was that it's you shake any move, so therefore.
No, we haven't gotten any shaking at all.
So
right now we're in just movement. We're in Bavli world. And now we're in the Rishonim also saying that what? Not only the Bavli, but it's also the Yerushalmi that's going to say there's no concept of shaking. It's just moving. Go ahead. And this is how he's going to read the Yerushalmi. So the Feast of Brayami and Pirusha Yerushalmi Kach. Go, Jake. That's the first line of the Yerushalmi, right? Sarich Lenanea. The truth is, Sarich lenanea, the language of our Yerushalmi is Sarich lenanea gimel pa'amim. Says this Perush, what is gimel pa'amim? Al kol davar v'davar. What does that mean? He has the words al kol davar v'davar.
Every direction.
Every direction that you're going. Kolmar, go ahead.
Kolmar, v'shat nitila. V'al kol davar v'davar v'shat nitila.
Comma. So therefore, what is he saying there? Every direction, whenever you're picking up your lulav, whether Shas Bracha or Shas Halel, what do you have to do? You have to move it. No shaking. Three times. Meaning, what would you have to do? One, two, three. Right? What was it? It's up, one, two, three. Down, one, two, three. Correct? That's Ma'ale Morid. And one, two, three, and also one, two, three. That's what he's saying. No shaking. In every direction, those four directions, you would have what we would call 12 movements. That's how he would read the first line. Sarich l'nanea gimel pamim for every direction. There are four directions times three. 12 movements, no shaking. That's stage number one of the Yerushalmi.
Wait, are we sure that one...
That's what he's about to ask them. The first statement is that every step, that's what he's going to talk about right now. The first statement is you need 12 movements. Now he says, Rabbi Zeir now asks the question, do you really need 12 movements? Maybe you only need six. Maybe you only need six. What's the question? He's going to say that. I'm just going to read because of time. Okay, Jake?
Yeah.
Let's keep reading because we have a shortage of time. Ubatar hachi, everyone follow on. Ubatar hachi mibayon. Hachi. Chad v'hachi chad. Klomar. He says that pshitalon, it's for sure that up and down is only considered one direction. The malu mori lo chashi v'lachad. Why? Because once you got to go up, it's got to come down. Shkem shi'ala lulav yef shalo shalo yiridin. Therefore, hilchah pshitalon, that halada v'horada, up and down is considered one direction. What was the question of Rav Zeira? But back and forth was the suffering of Rav Zeira. Just like up and down is one direction, so too, back and forth is also one. The cave of the Aminon, once the first man said, I'll call Damar, what do you have to do? So that's true. Sarich, Sheyorich, V'yavi. That what we say, really you don't need 12, what do you need? 6, which means that what? This up and down is one, out and in is one, out and in is another one, we call total 6 or 3 times.
Why would this be one, and then you have to do 2 of these?
I mean, as opposed to 2 of these and 1 of these? That's a good question, I don't know that answer. I asked the question, I think also somebody else asked the question during Sid. Not sure. It's a good question, I don't know. But that's one suffix of the question. The other side is, no. Odilma mihi de malo mori. It's true that up and down is considered one, but holacha and hava, back and forth, are considered two. And according to that side of the suffix, lefi shita zo, cave into hasam lo ifshita. There we don't have an answer. The Chazina of Gemara Dilan. Number one is there is no answer. Number two, our Gemara doesn't mention the Lokamar v'yolich v'yavish tepamim. Doesn't say back and forth 2 times. Mashma the holacha v'ovash treimilinu, as opposed to up and down, which is one. Back and forth are 2 independent directions, and therefore, according to this, v'sagi v'molich umevi and malel mori. And therefore, to define what it means, Sarich l'nanea gimel pa'amim, what would it be according to this? You would have going up in the direction and down would be one. Then what? Going out is 2. And back towards in would be 3. That would be the chidush now of this first pshat. And therefore, you could read the Bavli together with Yerushalmi. He concludes this first pshat and says as follows. And he says, according to the end of this first shot, ain't sarich belulav kiskus v'tiruf. There's no necessity at all of shaking the lulav. All you have is what? Directional. And how many directions do you really have? A total of three. Right? Which is up and down is, excuse me, one, out is two, back is three. That is the first perush. V'chein kosav Rabbi Yitzchak even ge'at zichrono levracha. Okay? That would say that Bavli and Yerushalmi are the same. There is no shaking in the lulav. Very nice. Says the Rana, I don't like this chat. Why? Why did we have this measurement we had talked about earlier this year? That you need luv to be four tefachim in order to move it. Right? If the whole point is just movement, who cares? Big or small? Right? If it's what? If it's shaking, he says, I understand. Levadai says the Ram that first perush is not correct. Levadai lefish etzarich litrof alulav ulekaskis ba'alav itzrich bo tefach odef kedei lenanebo. Okay, but he says it must be that what? You actually need to shake the lulav. He wants to say this is a pshat in the Ramah. Look what he says. He says, V'chein da'as ha-Rambam, in Perek Zayin Halacha Tedim Yud, we just learned the last day and a half, we have much more to do, but he says, V'chein da'as ha-Rambam, Zal Shekos, in Perek Zayin, Melech HaShofar, V'suk V'lulav, She'ish lo mitrof ha-Lulav, Shalosh pa'amim, K'shem olich, V'chein k'shem evi, V'chein k'shem alev, V'chein k'shem mori. Everyone open the Rambam. Tell me how you see what he says in the Rambam. As opposed to what we learned in the Bavli, that the simple shot is Ma'aleh. Umorim, everyone open up the Rambam, please, and tell me, where do you see the Rambam? I think it's Pshat Rambam. It's Pshat Rambam what the Ran is saying. How do you see that he says to shake it? Does he use the word Litrof? Does he use the word Likaskes?
No.
So how do you know that? Maybe if you just rely on the Ran, you think that the Rambam actually used the word right, Likaskes. That's what you would think. Well, Litrof, but he doesn't. Open up again the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says Nanea, so what? So Nanea means to move, no? Nanea means to move, Mr. Gottesman. But he doubles up. He doubles up. Says, no. Correct. He says the language in Perek Zayin, Halacha Ted and Yod. What does he say? Beautiful. He says, U'mitzvah ki hilchata shiyagbiya na'end of Halacha Ted. Shiyagbiya aguda al-shlosha minim. Do the egen with the three things in your right, etrog on the left. Then he says, listen to the language. Yolich, yavi, ya'ale, yori. Four directions. Ve, yena'anea. Halulav three times. Bechor ruach veruach. Then he says, halacha yod, kapshik, mamish pshat ramba, keitzad molich. Umenanea, Rosh Hadulav Shalosh Pamin, Umeli, Umenanea, Rosh Hadulav Shalosh Pamin, Chain Daliyah Yerida. Therefore, Shat in the Rambam is what? Since he says both directions, and what does he say? He says the word Menanea means the what? Shake. Okay, that's the second shot of the Rambam. Second shot of the Rambam is you have to do both movement and also shaking. And this is what, if you look back inside this now, according to the Rambam, how do we learn this Yerushalmi? How do we learn this Yerushalmi? Look inside, please. The Chayin Das Rambam Zal. The Nira Shehu Zal Hayam Mifarish HaYerushalmi. The Chi Kamar. The first line says what? Tzarich l'nanea akol davar v'davar hainu. How did the Rambam learn it? That in all directions, what do you got to do? You got to shake it three times. Akol tnuah shel holacha mehaba'ah ha'alav orada. 12 shakes. Three up, three down, three out, three in. That's stage number one according to the Rambam. What's stage number two? But the Achim violate is a question. Is that really true? Because maybe, molich and maybe is considered like one direction. And therefore, do I need three? in both out and in? No, I need a total of three between out and in, between halacha and halvah. Deim ol nanei b'shteihem, ela shalosh tenuach tenuach v'chein v'malo mori, even up and down. I would only need a total of three, meaning I would need a total of six and not 12. Or maybe no, I need 12. Kol echad mehem chashuv echad. Since we don't know, we go with Chumra, and therefore 12 shakes. That is the second Pshat in Yerushalmi is you gotta both shake and move. Now that you have to shake and move, how many times do we say? 12 total shakes, 3 in each direction, 3 up, 3 down. Right? So far, within the two Perushim, the first Perush says that there's no machlokes at all about the Yerushalmi. It's only just, it's six, and it's only movement, not shaking. The Ran asked the question, but then the actual Shir Kedei L'Ramea doesn't make sense. But then we saw the Rambam saying, no, it must be shaking, and now that it's shaking, how he understands that the Maskana is what to shake 3 times in each direction. And that therefore it's a total of 12. It's 12 and it's in each direction. Comes the last shot which we saw today, and that's the Shita of the Ramban. The Ran quotes the Ramban.
I'm confused. Right?
What are you confused?
The halacha we're going.
We didn't do a halacha yet. We're going to get to the halacha. Because
okay.
The halacha is the machlok and the mechaber and the Ramban. It's going to bring down all of these Shita. But the mechaber brings down first the Shita of how the Rush and Tosfos understood the Yerushalmi. We haven't seen what they said. The Rosh and Tosfos understand the Yerushalmi differently than what we've seen. Meaning, to be able to understand what's going on, just to be clear, the Bavli doesn't talk about the number of times. The simple pshat, except for what Kupshik said, the simple pshat our Rashi and the Ran said, is that it's only talking about moving and not shaking. Okay? Then we have the Yerushalmi. Question is, the Yerushalmi brings up 3 times, and then there's 4 stages in the Yerushalmi. Question is, how to understand these 4 stages in the Yerushalmi? The first Perush was to say that it agrees, and it's not at all shaking, but rather it's just movement. Okay? And the Maskana there is that you move it a total of 6 times, but there's no shaking, and the Ran disagreed. The Rambam said, no, it's shaking, and it's 3 times in each direction. The last Perush is the Ramban. Last Perush of the Ramban, we'll read it very quickly. And then Mirtz Hashem, on Sunday, we will start with... on Sunday, Mirtz Hashem, we will start with the sheet of Tosos and the Rosh. Okay? Which says as follows. Last Perush. Everyone with me, or at least some people with me. I beg you. Now, the Acherim Pirshu. Slich, slich, slich. Okay. The Acherim Pirshu. How you shall me al derech Acherim. Lefi shita zoom, shematzrech the trof alulav gimopamim. The beauty of this last pirush of the Ramban, the two advantages are, number one, he says the first line, it says, tzarech l'nanea gimopamim. He says that's an independent statement. You have to shake it 3 times. It's independent of direction. That's what he thinks. Number two is the comparison to Nida is also going to be these two strong points of the last perush of the Ramban. Therefore, what does he say? Number one, Acherim pirusha Yerushalmi al derech acherit. The fishit azushim atzrechet litrof. Halulav gimel pa'amim. You got to shake the lulav 3 times. Besides, chutz mimolichu meviyu malo morim. I mean, there is moving in directions, but the language of the Yerushalmi is what? Tzarich lenanea gimel pa'amim netto. That's it. But then he says, "Va'omrim v'chiyamrim the tzarich lemanei kol davar." Hainu again every time from a halal and shas to tila. Shem benanei v'em shetzarich letrof v'talulav gimel pa'amim b'tnuok tanok. What it means is what? Any time that you pick it up, whether it's for the bracha or any of the times of halal, what do you got to do? You got to shake it 3 times. That's it. Nothing to do with directions, up, down, all around. I feel like it's Uncle Moshe. Up, down, all around. Okay, try to keep people awake. At least, you know, I've lost that. But at least something. Right? Now, don't take it personally, right? Now, here we go. Chutz mimolichu mevi malo morim. Then the next stage of the Yerushalmi is what, my good friends? What?
According to this,
Why twice?
One to that direction and the other in this direction.
No, but the according at this stage, what do you have to do? You have to move. There are two different actions that have to be done. Number one is shaking three times. Right. Nothing to do with directions.
Right.
And action number two is directions.
Right.
Two different actions. Right. Two different. Right. That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Correct. 100%. Now, which is a chiddush. The chiddush is why. That's also true. But Ikra Chasam and Asefa, the Yerushalmi doesn't talk at all about directions. Yerushalmi doesn't talk at all about directions. Only the Bible talks about directions. What? It only says Gimel Pami at this point. Where does he get directions from?
Just meaning twice.
What's that Gimel? Or twice? Three times.
You're dealing with two separate categories.
But the Bible does bring up, right? The Bible brings up about the different Ruchot.
But does Shalosh Pami like...
No, the Bible doesn't talk at all about Shalosh Pami.
They're both missing a certain
aspect. Yeah, correctly. Or the Bible doesn't talk at all about Shalosh Pami. Does it at all talk about that? The question is going to be in the Bible, it might be in my focus, whether it's two times, two directions, four directions. We'll see that also. Let me just finish them. So then the second stage, what's the second stage then? Then the second stage, according to the Ramban's explanation of the Yerushalmi, is what? Just lost the spot. Yeah. These small movements of shaking is again the halacha ktana chashiv echad, the avak ktana chashiv echad. Now, then, what the question of the Yerushalmi Resh is: are these two actions actually independent, or could they be interdependent? And meaning that what? Maybe the actual moving and the actual coming back could equal one of those shakes. And therefore, Bisagi, Bimolich Umevi, Umolich. All I really need to do is what? To combine the two, not two separate things, but rather do what? One, two, three. Right? One shake on the outside, one shake. Right? Right? Combine the two. Is it good enough to say one, two? No. No. According to the Rambam had said that you are molich, but then you have to shake. It's two separate actions. Could be.
What's this
saying? He's asking when you're going in that direction, it's not two separate things. Right? Originally we thought it was two separate things. Number one, if you pick it up, you shake it.
So he's saying direction, just going this direction and a shake.
Correct. 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 Two independent things. Originally, the first statement is, we think it's two independent things, is direction plus shake. He says, no, maybe I could do not two independent, but actual direction equals shake. Right? When I do that direction, maybe it's going out shake, back shake, and out shake. Right? The sagi, and therefore that will be true, sagi b'molich umevi umolich b'tznok tanok. Or maybe no. Odilma halacha l'avav is only considered one, and in that case, you will need gimel zugot shel tanok tanot from halacha l'avav. And in that case, what would you need? It's what the idea would be that the actual shaking would be within right one two and one two, back forth, back forth, back forth. And he brings the combination to the kiskus, the concept of the dam nida. And over there, the assumption is that you're doing that type of direction. Holach and Ova, and they have the same question, is that considered two or one? And he says, we don't know, Naktim L'chomra, just to finish it off, because we have Nesicham, Nimsa Al-Zeb, Seder Netila Lulav, is what? Would that be, L'chomra would be, Molich Mevi Male Umorid, I'll call Davar V'Davar, V'Achar Kach, according to the Ramban, is you need what? Two separate actions. You have what? You go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then you shake three different times. We'll quickly go over the Ramban, and then Amir Tz Hashem, we have a special dinner. Let's go down for the Sikha.